This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Really quickly, before we dive into the pitching side, I had some pretty cool numbers.
I want to hear this. No. Hey, this is Schulte's time to shine, all right, Joe? Damn it! Harrison Fisher, okay?
Sorry, I do host a Mariners podcast. I think I have I track these stats.
Hey, give yourself some love. Shout out that Mariners podcast.
Well, it's disgusting how bad I track these like from day to day. Like I want the Mariners to do good, and I'm sure you do the same with your own,
well.
Joe. Do well. I can't even speak English correctly.
Sorry, I have children. I'm trying to teach them so they don't turn out to be like you or me.
Idiot Schulte over here.
Idiot Patrick as well.
But you're talking.
I just decided to eat meatloaf if the Knicks and Nuggets lose.
Never want to eat meatloaf again.
Win.
How can you get your pudding if you don't eat your meat?
That's a good question.
We don't need
Thank you. I'm glad you picked up on that.
No, but Joe brought up that really good article from Fangraphs talking about Jorge Polanco kind of closing his position up at the plate now, essentially not hitting as open as he was. And there's about five or six different other mechanical adjustments that players have made. But the Edgar Martinez effect, Buster Olney, we're talking about Dan Wilson, but Buster Olney did a great article. I believe he's still with ESPN, but this ended up in like USA Today.
Buster's still with ESPN.
Yeah. But everybody was copying it. And then I ended up reading this on USA Today that Buster Olney pointed out in 82 games since last August through Thursday. So this wasn't even counting the two massive wins, the 13-1 win the Mariners had over the Rangers. They were second in runs scored, second in home runs, second in stolen bases, second in walk rate, and second in WRC plus. So just the shift of mindset immediately after firing Scott Servais off of like a 1-8 stretch to Dan Wilson and Edgar coming in, I wouldn't say it's lit the world on fire, but there is an absolute change in philosophy.
And, their new hitting coach to the dude from Atlanta?
Kevin Seitzer, and then they brought over Bobby Magallanes, who's basically like Kevin Seitzer's, you know,
Bobby Magallanes. Yeah. What a name.
I know, right?
Sounds like the guy that killed that United Healthcare dude.
That's Luis Mangino or Luigi Mangione. Right? Luigi.
Yeah, the Mariners offensive
coordinator. But if you look at 1-5 on the Mariner batting order, and you see Julio, I don't know exactly if this is the order, so I'm just saying, guys, if you look at Julio, J.P. Crawford, Jorge Polanco, Cal Raleigh, like, those are guys that should hit. Those are guys that Randy Arozarena, those are five guys that should be solid. Is it Aaron Judge and Giancarlo and Juan Soto? No. But those are guys that should be able to hit. I think what's really fascinating, and that's what I want to transition to, is this team is built on pitching. Munoz, to Joe's point last segment, Munoz has been the best closer in baseball. Clase's fallen apart. Hader seems to be MIA. Whatever they're doing in L.A., it's kind of I'll give Suarez a lot of love in San Diego. He looks really, really good.
Yep.
But from a metric standpoint, Munoz has been the guy in baseball. And what's fascinating is it's the starters that are letting this team down. Luis Castillo, let me ask you, Jordan, resident Mariner fan, who's pitching the best right now? Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo, or Bryce Miller?
Well, Logan Gilbert's not pitching right now, so there's one answer off the board, and I'd probably say Bryce Miller isn't pitching as well either, so you got to go with option three, unfortunately.
Yeah, and we kept sitting here and saying he's the highest paid guy on the staff, and he's probably the most expendable. You know, Kirby's been hurt, obviously. There's, you know, we should see him hopefully in the next couple weeks. Gilbert's supposed to come back in the next time for his turn in the rotation, is what the thought is.
Hopefully.
But Bryce Miller looks broken. He looks really broken.
He might be injured. See, there's been a lot of questions.
That's the talk about that, too. Either way, he looks broken. Now, Wu's been great.
Wu's your ace.
But Wu's the ace, and he was number five. So, I think the real question is for this team is, can this hitting stay sustainable? Because you have to believe that starting rotation will come back and will come back strong.
Well, yeah. I mean, once you get Gilbert back in the fold, who was playing at basically a Cy Young level.
He looked good.
He was looking really good to start the season.
Him and Max Fried have looked the best, in my opinion, in the American League.
And then you get Kirby back. I don't know what the expected timeline for his return is here soon.
One or two more rehab starts in Tacoma.
So, I mean, those are probably your, you know, 1-2, your 1-3, depending on the, you know, who's performing best. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
I think that I feel like this team, and it's not just over this season. Again, the sample size is from August 22nd into this year, is that this team, Dan Wilson, with Edgar Martinez, with the dude who came over from Atlanta, they have made valuable changes, not to how they hit the ball, but their approach at the plate. And that's the thing, is if you look
at the walks, you're talking about the walks.
Yeah, if you look at their walk rate and their strikeout rate, complete opposite directions right now. Like, it is, they are playing smart baseball at the dish.
And this you don't have to be a 300 hitter.
No.
You just can't strike out 200 times.
Be smart.
Yeah.
You know, don't be just swinging at everything. Like, it's just.
Julio still ain't never seen a slider you don't like.
But he's starting to lay off of him, but yeah, you're right.
But
yeah.
Again, with Julio, like, they changed his approach. It's just like, dude, you don't have to be pulling these balls into the high as possible. Like, you can get a ball on the ground. It's okay. If the ball is on the ground, just make sure it goes to a gap and a spot that, you know, is open. But they have just changed things to make it. And this is like a lot of the quotes that are coming from the players. It's like, it's just a lot more, like, the approach is a lot more simple. Like, we are simplifying things here. And it's, again, it's kind of just like one of those back to basics things.
Baseball is a complex sport, but sometimes you're right, Joe. It's all it takes is just simplify the game. Does
it's
the
not
pitch
me
look
saying
bad?
It, man. It's,
stop swinging at it.
It's Cal Raleigh saying it. Julio saying it about what Edgar brought and their new hitting coach. Again, I'm forgetting his name.
Kevin
Atlanta.
Seitzer.
Thank you.
It's all good.
I mean, Edgar is a top 10 hitter I ever saw in my life. So I'm going to listen to anything you
have to say. Well, and that's what I think it was Cal Raleigh said. He was like,
Edgar, Pujols, and Manny. Like, those are three of the best hitters I ever saw. Miggy Cabrera.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Cal or if it was Jorge Polanco. They were basically like, yeah, when Edgar was here last year, we knew who he was, so we kind of just listened to him. We just shut up and like, yeah, okay, whatever you say, like, you were really, really good. We're going to believe what you say. So yeah, it has been a mindset shift at the dish. And like, I was thinking about my Orioles from a couple years ago. That's something that they did awesome 2 years ago when they had one of their best seasons in recent memory. Is they were patient.
Yeah, not last year, the year before the big breakout year.
Yeah, they were waiting for their pitches. They were very smart at the dish. They played smart baseball when they were at bat. And that's what the Mariners are doing right now. They're not just like, there's less pressure. They're not as tense. And what I love to hear is that they're doing it at home.
They're not
actually
letting,
hitting.
Yeah, they're not letting the supposed ghosts of T-Mobile Park get in their mind.
I hate that metric so much.
I
whether it's Colorado to the flip side of it or the Mariners to the other side, I hate that metric. Good hitting is good hitting.
But it really is true that park suppresses hitting more so than any other park.
Just like Wrigley does home runs, but Kyle Tucker seems to be having an okay time.
But you got to approach it the right way. And because of that, they shifted to a simple C-ball, hit-ball approach. That is literally how Edgar approached every single one of his at-bats. And there was just like this, I think, 29, 30-year-old guy feeding them analysis and feeding them statistics. And you can't... I think I said this many times last year, with no experience in Major League Baseball, not really much experience in a batter's box since college, you can't go and expect Major League hitters to actually listen to you. And I'm shocked that we are still seeing the Mariners' former hitting coach, Jared DeHart, got hired by the Red Sox. I can't believe people want to approach that way still. But then you see the Texas Rangers yesterday hiring Brett freaking Boone as their new hitting coach because they're looking at the Seattle Mariners saying, hey.
She's seen Reddit's response.
Oh, I'm sure. All roided up, all the Texas Rangers. Back to the roids.
Here's what you do. What you do. You bleach your tips and you hit the roids.
Well, and then the Mariners were automatically like, all right, you're going to take Brett Boone? We'll take Tavares off
waivers. We'll take Tavares off.
True.
We'll see what we can do. Well, this will be the fascinating thing. This is your 45-day job interview, your job report. And so far, you've done well. We'll circle back at 90 days.
Of course, the A's are good, by the way, when the Mariners were good. It's got to stop.
This is a lot of corporate talk. We're going to circle back and check on the synergy of this project.
Because after 90 days, I can fire you.
We're going to see if all our goals are aligning on this.
Because after 90 days, I can fire you and not pay you unemployment.
Or health insurance.
Or health insurance. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, Joe. Come on. By the way, told you the A's were going to be good.
Hey, that might be the biggest threat to the Mariners in the AL West. My Rangers have taken
Athletics.
My Rangers have taken a big old dump.
My Athletics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.